With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline, Lance Ford dealer, and let's talk to the man, Will Anderson, linebacker from Alabama, is joining us here today. And Will, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for spending a few minutes in Atlanta with us. And let's start off. Tell us about what you're doing with A3, this Athletes 3.0, how you got involved with them, and what's going on there.
Yeah, so basically my trainer, Dwight Johnson, he's been training me since I was in 10th grade. And, you know, him and Ms. Mia, they've become like a family to me. And, you know, they came to me, you know, at a time where, you know, NIL had just started. And, you know, it's been a very interesting experience. My family, we've been going through a little, like, ups and downs with it, getting a little overwhelmed with it. And, you know, when they came with us with this proposal, you know, me and my family thought, well, dang, this is a good opportunity, you know, not only for me, but to help younger guys, you know, after me and other athletes, you know, get the help that they need. So with A3, that's basically what we're going to do. Basically, it's just a platform to help, you know, athletes, you know, navigate their unique journey in the sports world. Because, you know, since I've been started NIL and have to look at different contracts and stuff like that, and, you know, not knowing the verbiage, and I have these guys behind me helping me and realizing that, you know, it's so much more that goes into it. It's been great. So that's a little bit what A3 is.
It's something we've talked about for years that you guys needed to be paid because you guys bring a lot of TV ratings, so you should get a piece of the action. I got to ask you, though, Will, you went to Bama over UGA. If NIL was there, would that have made – could that have swayed you to go to Athens instead?
No. It's crazy because they, you know, UGA didn't offer me. So
what?
I'll always know I was going to go to Bama, like, when they offered me, because I was like, Bama's like a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you can't miss.
Well, we talked to a couple of guys that have played for Bama and their parents, the whole experience of playing for Saban. I mean, is it everything you expected it to be as far as preparing you for the next level?
It is. I promise you it is. Off the field, on the field, in life, everything. You know, they do a tremendous job at the facility helping us become better men on and off the field. Everything has been great. I have no complaints. And I would recommend any recruit that's out there listening or that's going to be listening, if Alabama offer you, take it, because I promise you, you will love it there.
Georgia fans are going to be getting honest,
yeah,
Will.
Exactly.
Easy.
Yeah. Will, are you amazed, though, at NIL, just the idea that collegiate athletes across the board, not just football, but all collegiate athletes, are now able to earn? I mean, imagine, you know, even 5 years ago, the idea that this would change so quickly. It's got to be sort of overwhelming for especially people like yourself that are obviously star athletes on campus.
Yeah, I see it as a positive and, you know, really on the, I wouldn't say a negative. I just see it as, you know, you don't know as much as you would know once you get to the NFL. And I'm kind of glad they started NIL because it helps you get a jump start when you get to the NFL, because you start seeing those contracts. You're starting to see how people do business. You start to see how people negotiate and, you know, how you can get different contracts overturned and stuff like that. And you get to see the business part of it. So I think it's a really big positive that you get to get a jump start on things like that. Also, I think it's very great because, you know, you get to help your family out. You get to help yourself out. That's a little bit more money in your pocket for yourself and, you know, to help your family. And I think that's one of the biggest things for me is NIL is like, yeah, I get some money in my pocket, but I really get to help my family at such a young age. Right. And it's been such a blessing. So I'm very grateful for it.
We've talked about this with Brian Jones from the SEC and CBS. I know you know Brian really well. And again, it could be overwhelming. I know if I was a college athlete and you threw that money at me, I'd burn through it in a day. So it's also about money management too, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely. I think, but my mom, I really give credit to my mom and dad because they, like, the first few times, I was going a little crazy, but then my mom was like, all right, Will, like, you got to reel it back in. Like, you can't be just spending your money all crazy and stuff. Like, starting to get prepared for the real world and know that you have taxes to pay and stuff like that. And I think, again, that's why I go back to A3. it's such a great opportunity for me and to help other young athletes because I have people in place to help me manage everything that's going on so I don't feel overwhelmed with everything, so I don't go splurging on my money, and I make sure I'm getting my worth from these people that I'm doing business with.
Everything advisory and knowledge we're talking about, athlete monetization, data ownership, true ownership, which is something you got to have too, all part of it, guys. So if you've got somebody with a student athlete in your life that's listening, you definitely want to check out A3. This is what Will is involved with. He joins us here on the wait4.com hotline.
Yeah, and Will, obviously you're at a school that under Nick Saban has had a monster heritage of outstanding linebackers that are there. Is that a pretty close, tight-knit fraternity? I mean, there are a lot of outstanding players, and you're just literally like the next guy in this long line of great players there.
Yeah, so, you know, outside linebackers, just general Alabama, is like, that's one of the biggest things, and, you know, it's a family. The linebacker unit there is really a family. You know, I've had guys reach out from 2015 season, 16 season, 17, 18, and they help us. They help the guys underneath me. You know, we all stay in contact with, you know, trying to be better and helping us learn different things about the game. So, you know, just trying to be one of the next great linebackers to come through Alabama, it means a lot. It's most definitely a big accomplishment.
A guy from right down the street, guys, and in Hampton, Georgia, an Alabama Crimson Tide. Are you the best defensive player in college football?
I would say I am.
Good.
Hey, I'm down with that. Yeah. Because we think so too. Hey, and if you don't love yourself, no one else is going to love you. So that's a good answer. That's a short but direct answer, and that's a good answer right there.
So, I mean, let me ask you then, Will. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson finished second in the Heisman Trophy this past year. Is that something you have aspirations for? Do you think you have a shot to win it this year?
You know, I do. I think if I approach the season the same way, which I will, the same way I did, I think I will make it there. But ultimately, for me, the whole goal for me is I've always put my team first. I always go out there and do my job and help my teammates have success so I can have success. So really, all my goals and everything I have, they're going to come. But I want to make sure that the team is good, and I always put the team first because we're brothers. We're out there fighting for each other. There's no selfishness, there's no independence, because no individuality, none of that, because at the end of the day, the person that you're going to war with is your brother, and he's helping you, and I'm helping him. So that's how I look at it. So the team always going to come first.
Again, guys, Will Anderson with us here, live from Alabama, one of the stud linebackers. Here's the thing. Last year, Georgia finally got the national championship that the Georgia fans have been, obviously, since 1980, they've been close, and Alabama has usually been the team in the way. How much did that national championship game hurt? And did you think after the SEC championship game that you were going to be able to dominate the Dogs?
You know, the game did hurt. It did hurt. And, you know, it's still in my heart. It's in everybody's heart on the team. Coaches, I'm pretty sure. I know for sure. But we're not going to dun on the game anymore. We know what happened. We know the mistakes that we made. And this offseason, that's why they have the offseason for you to clean up, you know, the mistakes that you made. And honestly, we're just going to keep rolling over until the season starts and get prepared just like we do for any other game and look past that because it's old. We know what we got to do and we know what we got to get done. So,
Will Anderson joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline, outstanding Alabama linebacker. So how big is the rivalry now between Georgia and Alabama? I mean, these have become the two big marquee programs now in college football.
The rivalry's been big. It's been big even before I got there. I remember when I was a little kid, I was watching the game. I think when I was in high school, I was watching the national championship game and the SEC games in my living room watching them play. Like, I think it's 2015, 2016, all those seasons. So I really believe that the rivalry has really grown stronger in these last couple of years because we see each other more often now.
Will Anderson's with us, guys. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about something he's involved with called A3. You can Google it and check it out, especially if you've got a student-athlete who's about to transition to college and how you can get your ducks in a row, especially with now name, image, likeness. How much do you guys talk about on the team, name, image, and likeness, and what the deals are and what people are making? I mean, not that you're getting into your teammates' pockets, but how much do you talk about it?
We don't really talk about it that much. I know Coach Saban, he's had a few meetings about it, but you know, I commend the guys in the locker room because everybody keeps the main thing, which is to go out there and play football, and everything else will take care of itself. So, you know, people on the team have had big deals, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, we congratulate them because, you know, they work hard for it. You know, you're just getting in basically what you put out. So it's been great, but, you know, we always keep the main thing, and I think as a leader on the team, me and Bryce, we try to stress that a lot, like, hey, we know this is going on. We got to talk with the incoming freshmen. We know they got NIL out there. We know this. But when you come to Alabama, football is going to be the main thing, and everything else is going to take care of itself. If you go out there and you perform, you come in, bust your butt every day, you know, the results are going to show, and you're going to get what you want. But keep the main thing, and that's what we preach every day. And it's been successful so far, and we haven't had any issues with that.
So did you tell Bryce that he ain't getting a second one of those Heisman trophies, that you're going to take it this year from him?
No, it's good.
All right, Les, we're big car guys on this show, and John's in for my partner who's off today. So what's your whip, man? What are you rolling around Tuscaloosa in?
Right now I'm driving a Porsche. It's a red Cayenne GTS 2021, so it's smooth.
Man, that's awesome.
Hey, listen, if you want more information, head to the website athlete3.xyz. You can learn all about these things and be smart with your money.
Hey, Will, it's a great thrill to get to talk to you. I know a lot of Bama fans on this side of the state line. And, again, other than Georgia, man, we wish you best of luck next year, man. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Yep, thanks, Will. Appreciate it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.